let's boo and talk about it. Okay, we're just walking away from New Wimbledon Theatre, and we're just talking about joining the Debbie Kurupf fan club. But John, you know, you're a man that likes to go cruising. Have you had this much fun on a ship?
I have had a lot of fun on a lot of ships, but never with Public Enemy Number One and quite so many fabulously tap dancing sailors. This really is a megawatt production. I mean, it's one of the best things we've seen at Wimbledon, and I mean,
we've seen a lot here at Wimbledon,
and it really has the personal stamp of Daniel Evans, the director, who has just got such a wonderful feel for this classic genre of musical theatre, and he has injected it with a choreographic style that just lifts what is a wonderful Cole Porter Songfest into a completely different dimension.
Yes, and, well, we talked about Debbie being just absolutely fantastic, but in a way, actually, the whole cast, the whole ensemble works so well together, and it's the dancing, it's the singing, but I think the show is so much fun anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right, but it is a dance-led show, which is really fantastic, because, you know, this has always been a song-led show, you know, even in earlier revival, right at the original, of course, it was written for Ethel Merman by Cole Porter, and she was not, you know, the world's greatest tap dancer or athletic stage performer like Debbie Kurupf. But the other thing I have to say is there are some fantastic, if not cameo, then smaller parts played in here. And one that I just never noticed in a previous incarnation is the wonderful comic timing of Stephen Matthews playing Lord Evelyn. And he's like, it's like Alec Guinness.
it's a breakout role, really.
Oh, it must be a breakout role for him, yes. He's like Alec Guinness, who can sing and dance. Just really, really tremendous.
Not that he's been around for a while, and he is quite wonderful in other things he's done, but
I'm sure, yes, as is Hugh Sachs, you know, who's very famous for Benidorm, but here playing Moonface, the Public Enemy Number One. Very, very different role. I think you were saying you could see him play Bialystok in The Producers.
Yes, he could probably do anything now, couldn't he?
Possibly.
But I think it's probably a tribute to the casting as well of this particular show, and even the gangster's mole, what's her name? The one that sings Buddy Beware, anyway. She's
Too Dark to Read the Programme.
Oh, Too Dark to Read the Programme is not her name, but we'll probably post notes about that. But she was terrific in the Buddy Beware, which becomes quite a show-stopping number in itself. And I think it's quite clever the whole way the show's been put together. It's quite an ingenious sort of relook at Anything Goes. They haven't gone for the obvious.
No.
And the set is terrific as well. Quite an ingenious set where normally you just see sort of the bow of a ship, really, isn't it?
Well, they normally just do it with a couple of funnels and some sort of rope and railings kind of thing.
And a few flags.
It's a very, very clever set. Won't spoil it for you, but the geometry of it is really amazing.
Yes.
And they work every inch of it as well. I think the other thing to say is you expect massive production numbers like the title song and Blow Gabriel Blow, and they really, really are delivered.
They do blow.
As you were just touching, you know, it's the songs, it's the sleepers, it's the songs you don't think are going to be showstoppers like The Gypsy in Me or Buddy Beware that really are terrific. I mean, it's a wonderful production.
Well, I think we've said enough to actually just say go see it. It's playing for the next 2 weeks, is that right, at Wimbledon?
Yeah, and it's on a 9-month countrywide tour, and I would say if everybody in the world hadn't seen it by then, it would be fit for the West End too.
Fantastic. Over and out.